In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These Advent days of December are wrapped in Christmas trees, lights, parties, carols, and cards. And yet, there are some for whom these days are wrapped more in fear and uncertainty. Those mourning the loss of a loved one, those for whom their cancer has not gone into remission or has not been cured, those whose life has been broken by abuse or shackled in the darkness of mental illness or addiction. Lately, with life wrapped in the financial page, uncertainty shakes individual and institutional lives alike, almost to the point of being paralyzed with fear. Such are the conditions that color our preparations for the feast next Wednesday. Israel of old knew uncertainty and fear, especially after returning from exile, returning to a homeland that had been turned to a wasteland. And in the midst of all these difficulties of Israel, God anointed a prophet to bring good news to them and good news for us. And good news is what we need, isn't it? Especially since we've had more than enough bad news. We know the bad news of the isolation and insulation from others that is in our lives, often caused by words spoken in callous taste. We know how often we are strangers, even among family, friends, church. Strangers because of a lack of trust. We know the bad news of our lives without even making a list, checking it twice to see if we are naughty or nice. If it is all true of us, and it is true of the whole world. We need a voice that clears through and filters the multitude of voices screaming for allegiance and attention. We need a voice of good news that helps and heals, that helps and heals us more than self-help books, Dear Abby columns in the paper, Oprah TV shows, or pep talks that pass as sermons. We need someone to lift the baggage of guilt that we keep lugging around day to day, from home to campus to chapel pew back to home. We need good news. And to be the voice of that good news that we need, the prophet is anointed by the Lord. Anointed to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are captive, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and to comfort all who mourn. And years after these words were first written, a young preacher would stand up in a synagogue and read these words as the text of his sermon, a sermon that was, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." That preacher was God, wrapped in our human flesh and bone. Emmanuel, God with us, so gift-wrapped to be the voice of good news for us. And that preacher proclaimed the year of the Lord's favor as he went to the cross in our place. Because of his cross, the poor, you and me, who are impoverished by our sin, we receive the riches of God's grace, his forgiveness, his life, his salvation. And because of his resurrection, all those whose lives were held in slavery by the fear of death, you and me again, these captives, we are delivered and set free, and those who mourn are comforted. No matter what our lives are wrapped in, whether ourselves, our sin, our guilt, our fear, the good news that we need to hear is that Jesus is the one anointed by the Lord to bring good news to us. The good news that we are no longer captives, that we are no longer strangers or prisoners, but that we are children of the Heavenly Father. And that good news, his good news, he takes, the Christmas gift of God's love wrapped in the Advent promise, and gives it to us with his word. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.